The Gnome's Magic by Martha Carr and Michael Anderle. Narrated by Caitlin Kelly. Chapter 1. The sun was barely rising behind the cluster of skyscrapers in downtown Austin, coloring the dark blue sky with a streak of deep orange. Maggie Parker glanced over her shoulder and recited part of the rhyme her father taught her as a child. Red sky in the morning, sailor's warning. She already knew something ominous was about to happen. They were there to hunt Simon Wesley and retrieve the compass. A large transparent bubble floated across the wide grassy plaza spread out in front of her, popping just in front of Maggie, where she stood on the other side, releasing a message.
"You okay over there by yourself?"
Bernie's voice rang out, loud and clear in the air in front of her.
"He does know I can hear him, right?"
Wilmark peered across the open space at Bernie, who could be seen standing with his hands on his hips in the distance, scowling. I think that's the point.
"He didn't seem to appreciate it when I told him to guard our blind spot."
The knight briefly stepped out of the shadows, still wearing the tall boots and leather pants, and a form-fitting tunic with the crest for the Knights of Godwin in the center. He did it anyway, though. I'm learning that about Bernie. Maggie stepped out of the shadows beside him and waved over her head, which didn't seem to be doing anything for Bernie. He held his stance and stared, smoothing out the front of a mustard-colored sweater. Small, illuminated bubbles piled out of his mouth as fireflies floated just above his head. Even Bernie is nervous. That's not good. Maggie turned away for a moment, taking in a deep breath. I'm standing on South Congress Avenue, between a knight of yore and a gnome, tracking a fellow co-worker for a magic compass. Yeah, that's about right. She wanted to go tell her sister, Diana, everything. Soon enough. She let out the breath and turned back around, touching her lips. The memory of Jake's kiss settled in her chest, and she felt a cool thread of energy pass through her head. So, the pea brain's magic is not all business. Good to know.
"What are you smiling about?"
The knight was giving her a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?